Hello, good morning, good evening, good afternoon all around the world, and welcome to another episode of The Fastest Speed with your host with the host Ziko Nani, aka Ziko, and today we'll be talking about the EPL title race. Again, because, 2 consecutive years, there is a title race where, you know what, there's Man City, Liverpool, and Arsenal. Because last year when I recorded about the title race, it was still early, it was around Jan, and then Arsenal decided to blow it that time last year. This time, it's in April, and all of them, Arsenal, every single team is either they have, the majority of the team, they have 32, only Aston Villa, it has 33, and Chelsea, they're still one game behind, right? So let's talk about the title race to see who do you think will win the league? Is it Man City? Is it Arsenal? Or is it Liverpool? But here's the thing, right? Man City fans are so excited and they think, oh, we got this in the bag. And the reason why they think they have the title in the bag, whereas there's still 6 games left, is because last week they were the only one that won, right? Liverpool lost against Crystal Palace. And then Arsenal lost against Aston Villa, right? Whereas Man City, they were playing against Luton. And Luton is the team that is sitting at the bottom of the league. Luton is the team that is going to be relegated. So as Man City fans, they shouldn't have too much ego because we still have 6 games left. And then whereas Liverpool, they were playing against Crystal Palace. And Crystal Palace is that one team that it is very, very difficult to beat. And Crystal Palace is that one team that most of the time when they're playing against all these big teams, it's either they draw or they can beat the big team. That's how I recall with Crystal Palace. And they don't win by, either they will win by 1-0 or 2-1. That's how they always win. Or they might draw against the bigger team. That's how Crystal Palace is. And we go to Aston Villa. Aston Villa this year, wow. Like, the performance has been, they're even in the top 4. They're even qualifying for Champions League. It's like, So it's like, because I was not surprised when they were like in the usually at the end of the league, they're like in the top 8. But to be in the top 4, it's something else. It's like, Aston Villa, they're in the top 4. Yeah, they're in the top 4, but with Aston Villa also. For me, it was also that one team that when they play against the big teams, you Liverpool, Arsenal, Man United, Chelsea, Tottenham, Man City, they always, it's either they will beat those big teams or they will draw against the big teams, because that is what usually happened when Arsenal won. Aston Villa plays against the big teams. So this time, when I heard that they beat Arsenal, I was not surprised. I was like, okay, Aston Villa, okay, not surprised. But also with Arsenal And let's go back to Crystal Palace. Those team, their defense is so good. They have good defense. And it's like, you wonder why every time when they, if they're playing, they either draw in, or if a team is beating them, they don't beat them by big scores. It's always 1-0 or 2-1 because of their good defense. Their defense is the top notch. And also Aston Villa, they have one of the best goalkeepers. So good defense plus the goalkeeper is, perfect 10 of 10 combination. Whereas also I think the Crystal Palace goalkeeper that they bought this time is a, it's one of those goalkeepers that is, he's good and he can save. Because even when you watch the game against Liverpool, the goalkeeper made a lot of save. And the mistake that Liverpool made of not defending, it costed them a game. Same as Arsenal, the mistake that they made of not defending, it just said, this is Aston Villa, it costed a game. And now Man City has to stay on top and their fans still think is still thinking of, we got this in the bag. The title is ours, and no. The title will be yours if out of 6 games that is left, if Arsenal can lose 2 games, Liverpool can win 2 games, lose 2 games, and you as Man City, you can win the remaining 6 games, which is not possible at all. So, yeah, let's not try and think as if we, they're the best when they are not. They're the best team in the EPL or in the world right now. But let's not think that they've got the league in the bag. So, let's try and check the upcoming fixture for both, all three teams, which is Arsenal, Liverpool, and Man City, right? So, this is how Arsenal league is looking like. So, they're going to play against Wolves, which is going to be a home game, right? I think with Wolves, they can win. They must just defend, right? Defend, and they can win. And the next fixture, right? The next upcoming fixture for Arsenal is not. It's a very hectic fixture for them. Seriously, because they have Chelsea, so they have to, and the next team is Tottenham, and then, I have to skip Bournemouth, and then to go to, they have Man United, and then they've got, Everton, which they can beat, right? But Man United, Tottenham, and Arsenal, that is a very tricky fixture for Arsenal. And I am, right now I was like, title race, do we still have the hopes of title race with Arsenal coming? Because the last time we Arsenal won the league was 20 years ago. It's like, Arsenal, do we still have title race? But if they can play hard, if they can put all their best and say, we are still fighting for this title, we can still make it. They can beat 6 remaining team by chance. Probability of Arsenal beating all 6 teams, like their probability are, yeah, if they were, if all the remaining teams were small, right, they were saying, yeah, their probability are 100 out of, yeah, that's like, it's like 100 to 500 to 10, right? But this one is like, 10 to 8 is like the probability is so low for Arsenal to win all 6 remaining games. But as Arsenal fans, wherever you are all around the world, don't lose hope, okay? Do not lose hope. Maybe Arsenal is going to fight. And hopefully they will fight. And then now we are checking Liverpool fixture and see how Liverpool fixtures looks like in their next remaining games. So, okay. All right. Okay. So they have Fulham. They have Everton, West Ham, Tottenham, Aston Villa, Wolves. Also, I thought maybe it would be better for... I thought it was bad, but okay, you come and check Liverpool and said, okay, Fulham is playing, so yeah. And then, okay, they can beat Everton. West Ham, yeah, it's not... West Ham is not an easy team to beat. And then Tottenham... I think they can beat Tottenham. And then Aston Villa. Aston Villa is the same team that beat Arsenal on Sunday. So, yeah. And then they have Wolves, which I think they can beat Wolves. So, yeah. These fixtures are just... fixtures for Liverpool and fixtures for Arsenal is just... It's hectic fixture, and they have to put all their best in order for them to win this league. So maybe Man City fixture, right? Right. They have... Come on, guys. Okay, except for Brighton, right? They have Nottingham Forest. Okay. So, they have Tottenham. So Liverpool, Arsenal, City. All of them, they have Tottenham. So what Tottenham needs to do is just beat all three teams. Beat Arsenal, beat Liverpool, beat Man City. Is it going to be possible? I don't know. We'll just have to see. And then we have West Ham also, like I said. So West Ham is sometimes it's a difficult team to beat, but because it will be on the last game of the league, and if somehow, somewhere... the points, but sometimes if let's say the points of Liverpool, Arsenal, and Man City is their points is the same, right? The only thing that it can determine one of them to win the league is goal difference. But on that last day, every single team should be look like they have to be playing for their life, because you have to win, you have to fight for the league. And then, yeah, Tottenham, you know what to do, beat all the team, or else all three teams, they have to beat you, or you have to draw against all three teams. Fulham. The Fulham is full of surprises, and they're still playing against Liverpool. So they, it's either they can draw or without you seeing, they can beat you. Wolves, I think for me, both Arsenal and Man City, they're going to beat Wolves. Unless the Wolves, they can be the Wolves, like the Wolves that I know in the national parks, and they can come and wolf and beat all two of them. But Man City and Arsenal, they can beat Wolves. Nottingham Forest, I'm giving this game to you, Man City, but you will never know. It's football, always full of surprises. And then we have Brighton. Also, Brighton is not an easy team to beat. And not at all. So, yeah. I was saying the fixture for Man City is an easy fixture, but it's not. If you check all the fixture for all three teams, their fixtures are. But Arsenal are the one that their fixture is, yeah, not on their side. Liverpool and Man City's fixtures is better, but to Arsenal, Liverpool, Man City, may the best team win the league. All the best. Good luck. And to the fans, shame. To all you Man City, Arsenal, Liverpool fans, I do not wish to be you guys, because you're going to have heart palpitations for days until the last day, which is 19 May. So to all of you Liverpool fans, Arsenal fans, Man City fans, I hope you have a medical aid, because the title race is going to give you heart palpitations. And for that, from the fastest pit, I will say, until next time, we will be talking about next week we are going to F1, because F1 is going back to China. Because the last time F1 was in China was won 2019, before COVID. So after 4 years of us not having F1 in China, it's finally going back on the fifth year, which is this year, 2024. But we just have to wait and see. And because now we just have to see who's going to be the new winner when they went to Shanghai. But to all you football fans, enjoy the podcast. And what else do I want to say? Thank you. I want to say thank you to all you new guys who have come to the fastest speed platform. Just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Keep listening. Keep sharing. Keep supporting. Because much love for the support. Because some of the countries that I'm getting new listenership, I don't even know how to pronounce them. But to all of you countries all over the world, from North America to South America, from Africa, I know I've got South African, Botswana, Africa, can we please support your fellow African sister. Come on, come on, come on, African country. Come on. Where are you, Nigeria? Where are you, Ghana? Where are you? Because I need your support. Please, listen, follow. Like, if you want all other small updates, you can follow me on Instagram, guys. There's Instagram, there's Twitter, there's... There's X, because it's... So the Instagram, TikTok, and X, because Twitter is not... It's called X. Like, I'm there, guys. Please follow. Please, African countries, support your girl. And to everyone, North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Middle Eastern, thank you for your support, guys. Thank you, thank you. I can see you. I can see that you're listening to me all over the world. So thank you, because I'm not going to say because Australia, I do have listeners. So thank you, guys. So keep listening. Keep following, because we want this podcast to grow. Okay, so keep listening, keep following, and I will still keep giving you the best sports content here, right here, on the fastest speed. Until next time, goodbye and take care.